Good morning. Time for our program today with Boone Mayor John Slight. Good to have you here.
Thanks. Thank you.
Here we are. One more to go.
Yeah.
One more
regular meeting.
Yeah. So we got a few other things in here too.
Goal setting.
Goal setting, which will be tonight. We'll talk about that in a bit. But we did have our regular council meeting kicking off the month of December.
Yes.
Actually went pretty quick.
It did. Quick meeting.
Only a few items on there. One of those, let's talk about streets because that seemed to be pretty much dominating a lot of it. First of all, the city and the school had an arrangement on the extension of Hancock Drive.
Right.
The school last month, the school board did go ahead and accept the project. The city's been involved with the construction. It was built to your specs.
Exactly. So, yeah, street's done. Everything's fine. I think we did accept the project, so it's our street. So we'll plow it, maintain it, those types of things. I think the school was worried that it could snow before before they gave it to us or turned it over to us. But
well, there was that concern. Yes.
So nope, good project, looks nice, and
So we'll get that going, and then now all of the things that you've done as far as speed limits and everything else are in effect on that stretch of road as well. We are going to have. It seemed like, are we going to get it there? Are we not going to get it there? South Marion and Park, it looks like a final inspection coming up maybe next week.
Yep, next week. That probably a few little things they need to do yet, but for that project's basically done. So finally got it done. I was hoping to get it done before I left. That's been on the radar for 10 years, longer. Probably. So, yeah
it's been around quite a while. The question was always development driven.
Yes.
And then at a certain point, you knew that it was one of those things where, yes, you could have development, but we needed to get the road done and the storm sewer in particular.
Storm sewer was big. Yep. So we did get that done. Obviously, there's some future development that's going to happen out there. We're excited about that. That project should have been done a long time ago. It's always been about funding and how we were going to pay for it. Excuse me. And we got it done.
So that, will be finalized here, hopefully, by the end of the year.
Yes.
So we'll get that all taken care of. And I don't know if they have any seating or anything else they have to do
I'm guessing they will.
But those are things that are pretty typical when you get into a paving project. The good thing about that one was you guys had saved up your money for that.
We saved the money for that project. But we knew, and it was always about future development, what was going to happen out there, you know. We identified that years ago when we did our comprehensive plan. Where can we grow? You know, what areas? Well, to make that area grow, that road needed to be paved. So
that part, we're there.
We're there.
Ready to go.
We're going.
The other part was last night during the meeting, you did go ahead and updated the previous resolution from back in March.
Yeah.
Got a couple of corrections in it. It basically updated information for it's going to be Cading Development will be doing the project out there, but they have a subgroup that is actually going to be purchasing the property. So
it's a big project.
Big one for them. Big one for you.
It's
for housing.
For
a lot of housing need.
Yeah, 128 units. So once they get going on that, that's going to be like its own little community out there. They'll take care of, maintain the streets. It's going to be nice. And it fits into what we need as far as housing, that type of housing. And when the housing study showed that we're really short on multiple different types of housing, so this kind of fits into that. So
I know some people are saying, well, it's all low income. No, it's not.
It's all market.
It's all market value.
Yes.
So that's a whole nother neighborhood.
Yes.
So. But it will be it'll be interesting to watch as that goes forward. We do know that City Administrator Bill Scarra, just because of the discussion that came up at the last meeting about maybe moving up on the
downtown
Story Street project, but basically, this is part of your capital projects.
Yes.
You take a look at prioritizing what street work's going to be done. So he kind of ran through it for the council just to let him know. Not that it can't change.
Yeah, right.
But
this is for future years.
This is, you're talking you're looking three, potentially even more years down the road.
Right.
So the one up this year really that is still there, and that's that 8th Street. The question will be, will it need to be done all the way, and what's going to be happening? And I know Public Works is doing some things with it as well.
I think, and that's from Crawford to Division on 8th Street. So much needed. It does need it. You mentioned prioritize. We try to look at, you know, there's never enough money to do all the streets. I mean, I've been here 20 years. When are you going to do my street? When's this street going to be done? So we try to prioritize. We try to look at what the biggest need, the maybe the most heavily traveled, and this is a must, this 8th and 8th Street from Crawford to Division. So
takes a beating and just keeps right on being there. Yeah. The other one then in the next fiscal year, which would be coming up here at 25, would be Story Street.
Yes.
Maybe to at least the railroad tracks, potentially to 11th.
To 11th. So we had a resident approach. He's been relentless, actually. Approached us about, hey, get a price on, see what it would take to do an overlay on the downtown. So I hooked this resident up with Manatts. Obviously, this would have to go out for bid, but we just wanted to, and it did help us. It kind of gave us an idea of what they were talking about. So from Mamie to 9th, it came in about $295,000. Now, there's some additional work that we feel that would probably need to be done. Not a bid that we can just accept. We'd have to put it out for bid. Mm-hmm. So I think that kind of opened the eyes to the council. Maybe this is something we could look at. So,
but you already were.
We were looking at it. We've set money aside, actually, to look at future downtown projects as far as streets. And then, so now we're talking maybe from Mamie Eisenhower to 11th Street, depending on cost. And so city administrator kind of laid out some funding that we've set aside already, plus some future funding that we would use. And we think we could probably get that project done. It'll all go out for bid.
Yeah.
You know,
but this is one that you had been looking at. Always the big question was, do we just limit it to that, or do we go on side?
I agree.
So on 7th, 8th, 6th, 7th, 8th?
They'll have to look at is, you know, while they're here, staging's a big thing with these companies. So if they've got all their equipment there, what are you going to charge to stretch, go out on these side streets and maybe look? So I'm sure they'll look at all that. But
that's those are the kinds of things that you have to plan for. And the one thing that I noticed that he was mentioning was not having to bond.
Right.
That's one thing that you've done is tried to use your funding that you have available and not have to go out for bond on some of these projects. So
makes a big difference. Yeah.
Big difference. Interest does make a big difference. Going forward, some of the others that are being considered, First Street, Story all the way to Brainerd.
Yeah.
That's a big, long stretch. Another one would be South Story, Mamie down to Woodland.
Down to Woodland.
That's a long. Of course, we just got the sewer work done there.
Then you've got Cedar Street from Mamie Eisenhower to Southeast Lynn.
That's also
busy.
That's
a big stretch. So
another heavily traveled.
Those are all on the radar. Council will obviously have to make those decisions as we move forward. And but doing the overlay compared to tearing out and doing total reconstruction, way cheaper, way quicker. We get way more done. Doesn't last as long. But I think if we would have stayed at the pace that we were doing, we'd be so far behind that I think this is the way to go. So
again, these are at least these. So for people that are wondering, what are they? Yes, you're always looking at different areas. And smaller areas come up too. And that's where Public Works steps in. A lot of times they've got a few extra dollars and they focus on getting something taken care of.
Well, example is by the hospital, east of the hospital on Union. I told everybody, the council, go drive this straight. It was terrible. And unless you drive it, you know, I just happened to be going down that street. I go, this is unbelievable. So we moved that project up. It was a short, you know, it wasn't a huge area, but got that fixed.
Got bids for it. Some of the approaches out there on 22nd.
Oh, yeah.
Green up there.
That was needed.
Those are the smaller ones where you've been able to take care of some of those in-house, essentially, with he's still bidding them for contractors, but those are things that need to be done. Let's see. Some of the other things that came up. Well, let's see. Besides all the review of the road projects, we do know that we did finalize the sale of the property. Did rezoning is the first segment of rezoning. Mm-hmm. Now, I just want to say zoning, that's part of it. But this is part of the overall review. One of the goals that is out there was to continually go through and review and upgrade the city ordinances.
Yes, huge.
Bring them up to date.
Yeah, and after speaking with City Administrator Bill Scare on that, that's a huge project. So you kind of have to break it out into areas. So what do you want to look at here? What do you want to look in this area? So that's in process. They're working on it, but that could take a while. And I tell the council this. I know we're going to get into goal setting, but make sure these goals are attainable. Don't have too many. Let's make sure we pick one, two, maybe three that we can get done. So
keep going through that.
Well, the staff's busy. I mean, they got a lot of stuff.
So one of the other things that came up last night is Chief Weibold, 3 years up, so time to go out for bids for towing service.
Yes.
One what we hope we don't need in the snow removal part. Yeah. But in the meantime, but it is a towing service, and it again, the successful bidder, Elmquist. I think they were the only ones.
They're the only one that's bid this thing. I think maybe we had one other company bid it, but it's been
three years ago.
Yeah. And very, very small increase in price, so we're happy to accept that. Okay. So they do a great job.
Got that done. Some of the other things that you did do, go into a closed session.
Yeah.
Part of the closed session is, or closed sessions, you can do them for a number of different reasons. Mm-hmm. State law recently was, well, wasn't recently, was changed a while ago. Especially if you have a prospect that feels that it might be detrimental to letting people know that they're considering locating. You've been working with a prospect for a couple of months now. Hopefully, it's moving ahead in the right direction. But I know you were in a closed session over that last night. No decisions made afterwards.
No decisions made. Yeah, these are the types of things you do. So, yeah, you don't. Some of it they want to keep confidential because, you know, which I understand. It's no different like when we do real estate type things with the city. You know, it could be detrimental to the pricing. It could raise the price, whatever the case may be. So, yeah, it's very common.
It's work in progress.
It is.
Keep my fingers crossed for it. I don't know. Will it be done before you're done?
I don't think so.
Okay. just curious.
That'd be fast.
Yeah, that would be. Goal setting, again, let's talk a little bit about that. That's something the council has done traditionally. You kind of streamlined it over the last couple of years.
We have.
But like you said, you try to limit. I mean, you've got a lot of different goals that are always in play, departmental goals and things like that. But overall for the thing, obviously the one you always went for was maintain your nuisance abatement program and keep the finances there.
Keep the finances there, tearing down some of these old properties. And I'll tell you why I'm so passionate about it is because for years when we would budget, we would set money aside at the beginning of our budget season. And then by the time we got down and had to narrow things down to balance our budget, we would always cut from that fund. And one year I finally said, listen, we've got to do this. So for the past, I don't know how many years, a lot of years, we have maintained dollar amount that we can tear down some of these old properties. People like that. It helps their neighborhood. So if you live next to an old house that someone hasn't lived in years, and you got things coming in and out of the house, and they get rid of that property, it raises your property values. And no, you know, there's a lot of people that take care of their properties, and it frustrates them to see that. So for us to get that out of there, and we call that an infill project where maybe a future home will be built there. So, but goal setting is, when I first become mayor back in 2003, we had a company,
Tim Shields from the University of Iowa. Yeah.
He came in and put out big sheets of paper. We'd write down all these goals, then we'd try to narrow it down. And I love the theory of it, but the one thing I've learned through the years is don't set too many goals. You're never going to get them done. So now we try to go with one, two, three, maybe four, if they're attainable, goals that we want to see. And Bill Scare does a great job because he'll update us throughout the year where we're at on this goal and how we're coming along. So tonight we'll meet the council and the incoming mayor. So I'm basically going to kind of open the meeting and let them go with this thing and see where it goes. But I caution them, just don't get too over, you know, if you set too many, you're not going to get them done.
Sure. You want to be practical. Okay. Yes. So, and then there are these things, what I call the ongoing goals, continuing, which nuisance abatement could just be.
It could.
Just one of those. This is something that we need to do every year, and it's just automatically there. We do know codification. That's, again, going through the city code and stuff. That's going to take a couple of years to get done.
It takes time. And we've even brought in our old building official, retired building official, Ed Higgins, and he's helped out. I mean, there's a lot of things to – it takes a lot of time. This isn't some small little book. I mean, this thing's huge. So,
and starting with the zoning was the easiest way to get going on there. So – And again, some portions of that did not change. You had little adjustments in other areas and that sort of thing. But that's one of them. I mean, there's a lot of code there.
Right, so, there is.
I don't want to read it.
There'll be a lot of discussion tonight on different, you know, departments on how they feel. Maybe this should prioritize and go up to here as far as setting goals. The goal is a little different than the budget side of it, but you want to make sure some of your goals, well, first of all, you'd have to have the money to make sure you can do that. You have to have the time and the staff to do it, where when we set the budget and meet with the department heads, they're going to prioritize their needs and their wants and, you know, employees, how many we have. I mean, it gets...
There's a lot.
There's a lot to it.
One of the things that you did do, I think one of the goals that might have been a couple of years ago, actually, was promotional. Focus on promoting the community and stuff. And that's still going on. That's an ongoing thing as well.
Well, perfect example. We sat, I remember sitting in the goal setting meeting, looking at that, the old building that sat there, the old Fairway Giggle and Goat building, you know. It was an eyesore, and people were like, and what are you going to do with that building? What are you going to do? We got it tore down. I mean, we identified that as something that needed to be done. Let's get that done. Let's promote the downtown. Now you see the chamber working with the city as far as the Main Street project. There's just a lot of things and a lot of people working together to try to make it better.
So those are, again, that's how a goal setting part works. Yep. And a lot of different ideas can come up. And again, it's a matter of prioritizing.
So
what
the council will, we'll list probably 7, 8, 10 goals, then the council will vote. Let's narrow it down to make this number 1, 2, and 3, and that's probably what they'll do. And
then the other part is staff keeps you updated on it, too.
So, they do a great job.
By the way, we're only halfway through the goals from the last goals.
You're right. So,
got till the end of June to get that done. And then the new ones will kick in after that.
Yep.
All right, let's talk a little bit about one of your favorite things coming up here, a little over a week, Shop of the Cop.
Shop of the Cop, love it. Yep, so this year... very similar to what we've done in the past. So obviously we went through COVID. That changed some things, obviously, where they just gave out gift cards. You know, we tried to do the distance rules and the masks and all that. This year will be kind of going back to the way it was, but I think they're going to be staged more as far as out at the community building, and then you're going to have officers staged at Walmart, and so they'll kind of go in different phases, where it used to be you'd like, I've shopped for 20 years now. I would meet the kids that I had there. We would eat, which they're still going to do.
Have the pizza.
Yep. And then you would take those kids and take them out either downtown or to Walmart shopping and try to fulfill that list that they had. And very similar. The shopping still will be done.
They still have volunteers. That goal of about $100-$125 per child and stuff like that.
Yep, the money's still there as far as that level, I believe. Could be a little more, I'm not sure. In the past, we've always taken right around 100 kids, which is huge. I say this every year. You find me one bigger than that in the state of Iowa. I don't think you can find one.
I don't know if there's too many
anywhere.
This is
a well-oiled machine. The volunteers that make this thing happen are incredible. I mean, I'm not going to list them all because I always forget them, but from police to fire to sheriffs to hospital to the jailers to the highway patrol to the ambulance crew to National Guard, officers from other departments come in. It's huge.
It's the
HRDA.
It's our association, our officers. Yeah. Badgering all the others to come and help.
It is.
No, they don't. I mean, a lot of others look forward to it.
They do.
Again, they'll set aside time to be able to come and do this.
And I will tell you this. I've seen this so many times where they get up to check out and they're way over the dollar amount. And I've seen officers pay out of their own pocket just to make sure those kids get that stuff for Christmas. It's pretty neat.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Got a lot of. I know they've got other volunteers that are lined up to help out there and do a lot of different things.
A lot of things happen behind the scenes out at the community building.
Yep.
So
I believe they're pretty well set. I haven't heard anything
about either
that they need additional assistance. So I think they've got a lot of things already lined up for it. So, but it's still a big
it's great.
A big thing for the community and for the association.
Yes, it is.
And for all of those that went and ate chili with them.
That's right.
Appreciate it too. Yeah. And the banks around, they're still out there. So, and any support all year long, again, goes right to this program because this is their baby that they do. All right. Otherwise, I think we do have some meetings that are coming up, a couple of committee meetings and things like that. But otherwise, just that reminder, weather eventually is going to be winter.
It's coming. Stay alert. Reach out to the city. Give them your number. We'll text you, let you know when the snow ordinance is going to go into effect, when it comes out. It'll tell you residential, whether it's residential or business or both. And they'll let you know when it's really a good reminder, and it's helpful. The idea is to get everything off the streets, plow from curb to curb with less staff, and be more efficient. It works out well.
Boone Snow, all capital letters, 888-777.
There you go.
See, you got that. I said that so many times lately, and it's the easy way to do it. Easiest way to keep track, and for those that don't do texting, if you're listening and you've got a friend that does it, make sure they let you know
if it
shows up.
Yep.
That's the easy way to do it. Spread the word.
And help out a neighbor. If you've got an extra space and they can't get their car off the street, I mean, I've had a neighbor. I always say, bring a car over and, you know.
Let's get it off the street and let them get it done.
Yep.
Boone Mayor John Slight on our program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.